shopping ahead online at LowesForPros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Boeing CEO has a message for shareholders. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
The CEO of Boeing facing shareholders for the first time since two deadly crashes forced the grounding of the aviation giant's 737 MAX jetliners.
We recognize the devastation to the families and friends of the passengers and crew members and extend our deepest sympathies to all of them.
Dennis Muhlenberger also telling investors in that conference call they can have confidence in the future of the company and its fastest-selling plane.
This week marks the 25th annual Infant Immunization Week, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is urging children and teens and even some adults to get vaccinated against the measles.
When you get vaccinated, you also protect others around you who are at high risk for complications but can't get vaccinated because they're too young or have a health condition.
That's CDC Director Robert Redfield, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The Stroke, a publication of the American Heart Association, recently did a study that says drinking diet soda can lead to an increased risk of a stroke, coronary artery disease, and death in women over the age of 50. The study says that women who consume two or more artificially sweetened beverages a day were 23% more likely to have a stroke. Now, Dr. Ian K. Smith is author of a new book titled Clean and Lean, and he says you should avoid diet soda as well. He points out other reasons why diet soda is not good for you.
The first problem with diet soda is the artificial sweeteners. So artificial sweeteners can be up to 200 times sweeter than actual sugar. And the sweetness, of course, makes you want sweeter substances even more. So, yeah, you're drinking soda with no calories, but it has all these artificial ingredients in there that are causing you to want sugar even more. So you become more sugar searching than you would have been otherwise. The other problem with diet soda is that people think, well, if I'm going to drink diet soda and I'm not having calories, then I can splurge and have double orders of French fries. So they end up trying to make up the calories they're saving in the diet soda with other food substances, and they tend to overindulge. And the last thing is that studies have shown that a tremendous consumption of diet soda could actually lead to something called a metabolic syndrome. So you know, diet soda not allowed on Clean and Lean because it has all these other types of impacts on those who are drinking it. It's not about the calories. It's about all the artificial ingredients.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we're live in the studio and possibly on our Facebook Live stream, but you never know. So I have Casey in the studio with me. I'll introduce her in just a moment. But first, we want to do a quote of the day, and Casey joins us from Speech Language, so we'll be talking about speech today, so here's our quote. Purity of speech, of the mind, of the senses, and of a compassionate heart are needed by one who desires to rise to the divine platform. So that's our quote for the day, and I know you all want to figure out what our weather is, and so do I, so we'll do a little commercial, and then I'll be back just with the weather.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterd In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterd In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
All right, so now we get to do the weather here. And I'm saying it's cold. I have on two sweaters. I have a coat in the car and a vest. And because it's spring, I had to do some kind of shoe that has little toenail action, right? You got to get a pedicure this time of year. And it's all for nothing because I'm freezing over here. It says that it's 61, but it feels like 50, I would say. And I was afraid we had that frost warning, but it wasn't for Hunterdon, and I thought everything was going to be okay, and it wasn't. It was freezing this morning. So this is what we have in store for our weather. Tonight, we're looking at some showers before 3 a.m., and then maybe a thunderstorm. So we'll have to see how that goes. At least there's no snow today, so I'm happy about that. And we have a low around 48, so we shouldn't have to worry about the freeze tonight. I know my pansies are okay, but unfortunately, I planted a whole bunch of things Saturday afternoon, and they weren't looking so perky today. So we're going to get about a quarter of an inch of rain, so that might make them feel a little bit happier. We have some showers tomorrow. It's actually not a very good beach week at all. I hope everyone got out last week when we had our beach day forecast. Because tomorrow, which is Tuesday, the last day of the month, we are looking at some showers and thunderstorms, but we're going to get into the 70s, so we'll take that. And Tuesday night, we have some more showers. It's a cloudy day, cloudy night with a low of around 50. The same is true most of the week. We have a 62 high on Wednesday with a chance of showers. Wednesday night, we dip down just to 50 with a 30% chance of showers. Thursday, there's more showers and a chance of thunderstorms. Thursday night, more showers. And so it goes for the rest of the week. So it's definitely not a beach week, but it is getting a little bit warmer. I think today's our coolest day, and it really is chilly. So we'll be back to talk to Casey and introduce her to all of you.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, we're back. And Casey, your mic is live now. So I have Casey Gabriel with me. And she's from Speech Language.
Yes. Hi, Georgine. Thank you for having me.
Well, welcome, Casey, to our studio here and our Hot and Hunterdon broadcast. You could tell us a little bit about teletherapy and what it does and your business and what you do. And you are located, I think, in Hunterdon somewhere. Yes.
So I'll start out. I am a speech language pathologist, and that's also known as a speech therapist, a speech teacher, pathologist. There's a couple of different terms, but basically they all mean the same thing. I help people, children, all the way to end of life with their speech, communication, and language and cognitive needs. And my business is speech language evaluations and teletherapy. And what I specialize in is the teletherapy aspect, which is pretty new to speech-language pathologist and the delivery of therapy services. So,
Casey, I'm not liking your mic too much, so I'm going to see if we could switch you over to the other mic because I'm really not picking up enough volume, and so you might just have to switch over. Headphones do travel, but microphones don't, or you could just pop it off the... yeah, that's good. We'll get you resituated here, and you can use the same headphones set things if you want. It's up to you. I know that we had the volume right on that, so that should probably work out okay. You have enough wire there?
Yeah.
We have a big tangled mess here. I don't want anyone to... You were giving a lot of information and different... Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my.
Okay. All right, so maybe we'll just use that, and then that could travel if you want to go back to your seat and just pop over to your seat. And so we always like to just throw our guests into a tailspin right
away. Okay, have my full travel.
Yeah, absolutely. And that way we know we had set the cameras up for the other seat, so now we can get you back situated over there. And we can do this all on live television with no issues whatsoever. And I wanted to make sure with the technical definitions that people had an opportunity to really hear you. So thanks for adjusting. We just go with the flow around here. So you were telling us about the different ways people may recognize a speech-language pathologist.
Yes. So people may find that they hear different terms such as speech-language pathologist, speech therapist, speech teacher. These are all interchangeable terms, and they mean the same thing, essentially. So I know sometimes for people that are unfamiliar, they can think, well, no, I need to see a speech-language pathologist, not a speech therapist, but it's all the same, basically.
Absolutely. I think it can get confusing for people. And when they're searching for something that's so particular, it's often brought on by a trauma, or they have a concern with a young child.
Right.
So you're in a panic, and then people are throwing all these different terms at you, and it can be really hard to figure out how you can get help or what kind of help you need.
Right.
What kinds of situations and examples can you give us of someone who might be looking for your services?
Sure. So there's different reasons why somebody might be looking for speech-language services, and it may range through the lifespan. It could go from early intervention, children under the age of 3, infant, newborns for feeding, all the way through school age, where we typically see children in the school system that have trouble saying certain sounds, or they have trouble with their vocabulary, language, formulating sentences, trouble with spelling, reading. And all the way through adolescence, young adults, and geriatrics, somebody may have experienced a traumatic brain injury. They may have had a stroke. They may have progressive neurological diseases that require intervention. Anything that affects communication in any way, speech, language, or cognitive, that's where a speech-language pathologist can come into being needed.
And do you have an age-specialized population that you deal with, or are you all hands-on?
Well, I have worked with the entire age span, so I do have experience with all ages. But particularly, I work with children over the age of 5, and I work all the way to geriatrics, so from age 5 to 110, 120. If there's somebody out there that's older than 120, I'm game to see them. So, yes, I work in that age span. I do have particular specialties that I work on with my population, and that is working with children that have speech disorders, phonological disorders, speech sound disorders. And those are commonly the children that are in the school system that have trouble with certain sounds. Maybe they have trouble with the S sound, or they have trouble with R's. They may say wabbit instead of rabbit. They may leave off sounds from words. I specialize in that. Also, the language-based disorders, formulating sentences, learning those important grammar markers that you need to be able to formulate communication in an accurate way.
All right, we're going to do a commercial break, and then we're going to see if the tongue twisters that I learned in school with Sally selling seashells by the seashore, if we're still on the mark for those. And we'll be back to talk more to Casey about speech language. But first, we have to pay the bills here, so stay with us.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And that was the voice of Chris Phelan, the executive director of the Hunterdon County Chamber. And if you've never called his voicemail, I suggest everyone do it daily because it is the most uplifting, energetic voicemail message ever.
Wow.
So he does have a great voice, doesn't he?
Made for radio.
Yeah, he really, really does have a voice for radio. So you had also said, Casey, if anyone has any questions about your topic today, they could call into the studio here at 908-237-0410. Again, the studio number here is 908-237-0410. And none of our callers will have to worry about the flying mic special that we have here. So that is definitely a bonus. If you don't want to come into the studio, you could call and you don't have to worry about the microphone. So you were laughing at me, but many, many decades ago, when I was in school, you had these tongue twisters that you would practice for your pronunciation of words. And Sally by the Seashore, I think, was probably the most common one.
Sure, yeah. And actually, I practice some of those with my students still.
You do? Wow, that's and good to know.
It's considered sort of a carryover activity or... when we work on speech, particularly with students, we use a speech hierarchy, and that's where we follow certain steps in order to meet our goal. And so we would consider that working on phrases, practicing our speech sounds. And kids really like that because it's a little challenging and they're kind of silly.
They are silly. They're fun. It's a fun learning exercise.
Right.
And one of my sisters really didn't speak for several years, mm-hmm. and there was so much concern that she might have a speech issue, but really what it boiled down to is her older sisters just did all of her talking for her. She really didn't have to talk. And then when she did talk, she just spoke in full sentences.
Right.
So the environment, I'm sure you're always analyzing to see how that impacts speech and development.
That's very important. And that's not an uncommon story. I've heard that before. You know, some kids just take a little bit longer to start talking, and not everything is always done by the age that it says in the book, and that's okay. And, you know, obviously parents get a little bit concerned about that, and that may be a good time to consult a speech therapist to see if everything is on track for normal development, and maybe what are some things that you can do at home to promote more communication. And I know before the break I had mentioned that I work with children with speech and language, but also I work with adults that have had stroke, traumatic brain injury, or progressive neurological diseases. And I am a certified brain injury specialist, so that makes me very knowledgeable about how the brain works and the best interventions to use after brain injury. I'm also Lee Silverman Voice Certified Therapist, and that is a program for people that have Parkinson's disease. And oftentimes people with Parkinson's have difficulty being loud and being heard. That's one of the first things that goes. And so that is very distressing to that person because they're not talking as much before. They're not talking to their family. They're not talking to their friends. And so that program allows them to have a loud voice that they can be heard again. And I'm also Vital Stim certified, and that is for patients usually that have swallowing difficulties after brain injury. And so that is a device that is difficult to use over teletherapy, which we'll talk about in a second, but it's usually when electrodes are placed on the skin to work with the nerves and the muscles to help them perform better.
And with adults, it's very frustrating if you've been used to being able to communicate, and then some traumatic injury or a brain surgery or something else, a progressive disease, impacts your ability to communicate, and that can bleed over into many, many areas. So, having a way to try to improve that or to communicate your thoughts in a different way, I'm sure is very helpful.
Absolutely. And from my experience working with patients, it's not only the patient that experiences the difficulty, but it's the family as well. And everybody is grieving the loss of communication or maybe the new way of life, depending on what the injury was. Are things going to get better or is this progressing? And I think an important part of the speech therapist's job is to make sure that they're taking into account the patient's goals, what they would like to improve for their speech, language, cognitive, and also what's important to the family.
And Casey, can you tell us a little bit about the settings where you do this type of work? Because I would think that would be helpful for people to know.
Sure. So my specialty is teletherapy, which is up and coming. People may have heard about this in telemedicine. I am able to connect with patients and families over the internet in a platform that is similar to Skype. However, it is not Skype. It is a HIPAA-compliant platform that allows us to see each other one-on-one, real-time communication. We can see and hear each other. What's required is a microphone, a webcam, and a high-speed internet connection, and I take care of the rest.
That's amazing. I mean, the technology that comes into play today, people with different speech challenges, even, with your phone being able to have things read to you.
Right.
To get the tone of things and the volume of things, it's amazing.
Right. And, initially telemedicine was developed to be able to reach people in rural areas or areas of the country or the world that people did not have access to certain specialists. And they would have gone without in the past. But now with technology, we can reach those patients, those families. They do not have to leave their house. And I am based in Hunterdon County, but I can see patients all over, clients all over the state. It doesn't matter if you're down in Cape May or if you're up in Vernon. You could be anywhere in the state of New Jersey and receive therapy in this manner. And while in New Jersey we're not considered rural, my experience has been that there are other challenges that lead people to not seeking therapy or maybe not seeking therapy as often as they should because of challenges that prevent them from getting to a brick-and-mortar location.
Absolutely. And with transportation the way it is and the difficulty in scheduling, even medical appointments, even if you're on Medicaid, it still can cost you 4 hours to travel 30 miles because of pickup times and other stops on the route. Mm-hmm. And I know some of our community health centers, you know, through the federal government have been incorporating the telehealth components. And this is a really important thing when we recognize that patients get the best care when they're the most comfortable, mm-hmm. when their ability to access it is on a regular basis and they're able to do it in a way that's comfortable for them.
Exactly. And research has shown that therapy in your most natural environment is the best. So while going to a brick and mortar location and office is okay, there's nothing wrong with that. It is more beneficial for the healing process, for the therapy process, to be in the comfort of your home or wherever it is that you're residing or that you're most comfortable. And the benefit to teletherapy is that if you are in your home or if you're in a rehab setting, wherever you may be, the opportunity for a caregiver to be present and to be able to help you carry over the skills that you've been working on in therapy is really beneficial. And we've seen evidence that that has worked in that way. Oftentimes when you go to a brick-and-mortar location, it's just the client or the patient in the room with the therapist, and that leaves out that important piece of the family or the caretaker. And to be able to make progress, you need to work on things outside of the therapy session.
Absolutely. And do you have a story or an example of using the different language that you do that's really changed someone where they thought maybe they couldn't make progress and you were able to really demonstrate the impact of this?
Sure. So currently I service a Native American reservation in Minnesota, and that is an underserved population because it's very rural. It's in northern Minnesota, and I see those students via teletherapy. And I have many stories like that, fortunately, that, you know, there have been students who maybe have not been able to receive speech therapy or they have not been able to receive the frequency which they should because just where they're physically located. And, you know, recently I had a student that was dismissed from speech therapy because they met all of their goals. And
that must be
for kids,
great
that's exciting. Yeah, sure, because, you know, they want to be with their peers in their classroom. They don't necessarily want to be different in that way. And so being able to help them meet their goals, to help their speech sound better to them, to their peers, to their teacher, makes a big impact, not only socially, but educationally. And the same with adults. You know, if you can meet those speech language cognitive goals quicker, that's obviously better for you because you can reintegrate into the community, you can communicate better with your family members, with your friends. Having that loss of communication language is really devastating, even just to the slightest extent. So being able to reach people in ways that we haven't before has proven to be beneficial time and time again.
Now, what is it about this aspect of health that made you want to focus in on it? Did you have any experiences to draw upon, or did you, you know, just sort of end up in this field?
Well, I didn't start out thinking that I wanted to be a speech language pathologist. I started out in a different field, and criminology and investigations, actually. I've always kind of been a person that likes to figure out things. So it was sort of natural for me to gravitate towards this field because that's what you're doing every day. When you're working with patients, you're figuring out what's the best way for them to meet their goals. And so when I was thinking about what I wanted to do with my life, my grandmother was a physical therapist and a nurse, and she was a physical therapist until she was 79 years old.
Wow.
And she was...
Can we have her?
Yes. She was in very
high
demand.
Can you bring her next time?
Sure. She was in very high demand. And so I went to work with her one day, and I was looking at all of the rehab professionals. And while physical therapists do great things, I was gravitating more towards the speech therapist because I had never given a thought to the fact that you could be a full-functioning adult in the workplace. You can have a family, and something can happen to you, and you can lose all ways of communication. And to sit there and watch somebody struggle with saying basic things like hello and goodbye and requests, that really made an impact on me. And I thought that, for me, that was the best fit to go down that road and find out how I could help people bring their communication back. And so that started my journey. I received my bachelor's in speech-language pathology and audiology from Stockton. Well, it was Stockton College at that time, but it's Stockton University now. And then I went on to receive my master's from New York Medical College, which is one of three medically-based speech-language pathology programs in the country. So I have a very extensive educational background in this field and my certifications on top of that, which makes me highly qualified to see patients in this capacity.
And it is a puzzle because everyone's brain functions differently, especially when you've had a brain injury or some type of trauma. I know some people have had significant trauma that's impacted their lives. They've been unable to speak again.
Yeah.
Without some therapy and some intensive ways to try to reconfigure how to communicate and how to continue in their journey.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about where we live and 78, mm-hmm. every time I get on 78,
yeah.
I'm afraid I'm not going to get off of
yes.
78 because
yes.
one car accident, mm-hmm. We're all just one thing away from some type of trauma that could impact our lives. Mm-hmm. And especially here with Lyme disease,
mm-hmm.
the Bell's palsy has really, I know a lot of people have had Lyme disease who have had
yeah.
that issue and have had a hard time speaking
right.
Because of that. So, just in our own environment, there's so many things that could impact your speech.
Exactly. And, it could be something as simple as the child that has difficulty saying the S sound, which I say lightly, it's not a simple thing. It is, something that we take seriously. But, it's an easier fix than somebody who has had major head trauma, somebody that has had a major stroke. And what I'd like to say to your audience is what's really important is that if you find yourself in that situation and you have a friend or a family member that's in that situation, it's important to find a therapist that specializes in the area that you need help in. All therapists are not the same. Everybody has different qualifications and experience. And so it's important that you sort of interview your therapist to find out if it's a good fit. And something that I really pride myself on is that therapy is often drill and practice. And that's how people assume that you'll get better. Just keep doing the same thing, keep doing it all the time. And while that's important, that has a place. As a therapist myself, I take a more holistic approach, and while we do drill and practice, I also take into account the person as a whole and their family and their needs and what's important to them to get back to where they want to be. List the top three things that you would like to be able to do again or that you would like to be able to say or communicate. And it's important to develop relationships with your patients so that they feel comfortable to work with you and that you are reaching the same goal.
And I think, too, when you go through something that is, you know, so upsetting to your everyday life and to your future, it's hard to trust people.
Oh, sure.
So, and if you don't have trust, you can't push those boundaries and really explore different ways to communicate or to get better.
Right.
So I could see where that relationship building and taking the time to get to know the patients a little bit can really have a positive outcome. And in terms of New Jersey licensing, is there a website people could go on if they're looking for a speech pathologist?
Yes. So there's two different ways that you can go about that. You can go to the governing body of speech language pathologists and audiologists, and that's www.asha.org, and you can look for a provider that way. Also, you can go to the New Jersey Office of Attorney General, Consumer Affairs, Speech Language Pathology, and you can look up a provider there to see if they are actively licensed. Or you can call me, and we can discuss your speech-language needs. Not only do I do therapy, but I also do evaluations. And that might be somebody that is looking for a baseline of communication skills, speech, language, cognitive. It could be for a child or an adult. And sometimes we come across this for parents that want a second opinion evaluation, or maybe they feel that their child is having difficulty with speech or language, but the child is not qualifying in schools for certain reasons. And so if you have an independent evaluation, you can always present that to your school district. Or you can work on that privately. And so those are things that I offered to the community as well.
This would be a good time if you gave out your phone number and your website information.
Sure.
And then I'll know where it is right before our break here.
Okay.
When we do our podcast.
Sure. So my phone number is 908-271-8300. And my website is www.slevaluationsandteletherapy.com. And teletherapy is TELETHERAPY.
Excellent. Thank you. And it gets very confusing because the Department of Health licensed some things, and so there might be some information there. But then if you're looking to see if a license is valid or there haven't been complaints,
right,
that's sometimes by the Attorney General.
Yes.
Or sometimes it's on the Division of Consumer Affairs. Don't ask me why.
Yeah.
So it could be really complicated.
Right. Yeah. And the best way to check that out is to go type in Google New Jersey Office of the Attorney General Consumer Affairs Speech Language Pathology. There's a whole department that is dedicated to that. And I think speech therapists as a whole, we normally don't have too many complaints. We're usually a pretty safe, reliable, trustworthy group. But certainly, you know, you want to make sure that your provider is licensed appropriately, and that's the best place to look.
Absolutely. And there are so many different licenses and regulations. And that's always, you know, it's always a good baseline if you can go look at what the established state requirements are. Mm-hmm. And make sure there aren't a lot of complaints.
Sure.
You know, I've never analyzed what speech pathologists' complaints are versus other medical professionals, but hopefully it's very, very low.
Oh, yeah.
I think that it's more confusing for people to know where to start.
Mm-hmm.
And what type of person can help them, if it's a child or an adult. And so I'm guessing that you probably get a lot of referrals from schools and hospitals and nursing homes and rehab centers.
Yes. So I have a lot of experience in the community in a lot of settings. I've worked in the public school system. I've worked in private schools. I've also worked in rehab settings, so outpatient rehab with adults. And oftentimes, you know, if it's not a child in the school system, if it's an adult, you'll kind of get the idea of what direction you need to go in, because you may have been inpatient in acute care in a hospital. You may have had home health, and you'll get recommendations to continue to work on speech therapy, or you'll be recommended to find a speech therapist. for school-age children, yes, referrals from schools are big. Also, parents that are looking to continue speech therapy for their child over the summer because that is not offered in the school system. It is a very, very good idea for therapy to continue over the summer so that progress is not lost. I know that therapists spend the entire school year working on skills, and, you know, there's so many things in life that, you know, parents are doing a million things, and it's hard for them to keep up with practice at home. So to be able to have that continued therapy over the summer is really beneficial into keeping those skills that have been learned and allowing the child to meet their goals quicker so that they don't have to wait until the next school year to be able to pick up on the same thing that they had been working on, and now maybe they've lost a little bit of progress. So I encourage parents to take a look at that idea to continue therapy over the summer.
It is a little frustrating when there are wraparound services through the school and then summer comes and they're just not available.
Right.
Can be really frustrating. So tell us about how people can pay for your services. Do you do, you know, private pay? You know, certain insurance programs do allow this as a cost?
Right. Currently, I am private pay, and I know that people can have a negative reaction to that because they assume that if they have insurance, insurance will pay for a service like speech therapy, which is true in most cases. But in my past experience, I have found that patients are often met with caps for services. So there may be a cap on your insurance for the amount of sessions that you can have for speech therapy in a year, or maybe over a lifetime. And in addition to that, insurance companies often dictate what you can work on and the frequency and what they deem to be appropriate. So as a therapist, as a patient, there may be goals that you can see are important to your everyday life, but somebody that's looking at the bill from the insurance company might not agree with that. So I find that private pay does not have those conditions on it, that we can work on the skills that are important to you. There is no cap. And patients and children meet their goals a lot quicker in that manner.
That's good to know. And so, again, they can just contact you. You could talk about your fee structure and how payments work and
yep.
all of that.
Yeah, and right now I'm running a summer special for parents that would like to get their kids seen during the summer for speech therapy to carry over those goals from school. And so I have a bundle of sessions that I'm offering at a discounted rate that if parents are interested, they can contact me and we can discuss that.
That's good to know. And I know sometimes with the work I do, group work with speech patterns are really important. Do you offer anything similar to that where the children are working together as a group?
Well, if I get enough students that are working on the same similar goals, I find that to be beneficial. Currently, I do have quite a few students that work together. And, you know, it's interesting. It depends on the dynamic of the student. Sometimes I find that children prefer to work individually, and that might be good for some, especially if they have attention issues that make it difficult for them to focus. And some kids just like that one-on-one. There are other kids that are more social, and I think once we get closer to meeting that goal, that social aspect is really important for children to be able to carry over their skills independently, but still have that intervention there if needed. And certainly for adults, One diagnosis that I work extensively with is aphasia, and that's loss of language, whether that be from a brain injury or stroke. That may be difficulty with output or difficulty understanding input. And that can be really beneficial to those patients that have aphasia to be in a group setting because they're with other patients, other people that have aphasia as well, and they can relate.
Exactly. Sometimes you feel a little more comfortable
yeah.
with people that are having the same struggles, and it allows you to take a deep breath and,
yes.
you know, just kind of let let go and just be yourself and address your challenges as they come.
Yes. So I am interested in starting an aphasia support group in the area if I can get enough patients that are interested in participating. And, you know, no matter what you're going through, if you're going through something, it's always comforting to know that somebody else is going through that with you, or maybe somebody else understands what you're going through. And I've seen the benefits of those group sessions and those support groups be just really what the person needs at that time. So if anybody in the area is interested in joining an aphasia support group or a support group related to speech, language, cognitive, please contact me as well.
Excellent. All right. We are eating up our minutes here of our live broadcast. So we are on our last commercial break before we wrap up. So I'm going to get the commercials going, and then we'll be back to talk more with Casey about her work. And, you know, maybe we could get enough people to start a group program.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we're back here in the studio, and we're live, and possibly we're on Facebook Live. I haven't been brave enough to look, but I have to grab a picture of Casey before we wrap up. And she also understands the magic of radio time, that the time just flies by. You think it's 5 minutes, and you have 10 minutes left of your broadcast. So I didn't want to miss anything. So Casey and I were chatting on the break just to make sure that we covered everything. And one thing she did want to stress is people have questions or not sure exactly what they need or where to go in this field, that they can reach out to you. Maybe you could give that phone number again.
Sure. So my phone number is 908-271-8300. And there may be some people that prefer email instead. And my email is info@selevaluationsandteletherapy.com. And I will get back to you just as soon as I can. I always get back to request emails within 24 hours.
That's so impressive.
Yes. I pride myself on quick turnarounds, and that is something that I also specialize in the evaluations. Oftentimes when people need an evaluation, we were talking on the break, it's so stressful when you realize that you need help to be able to get it quickly. And I have a very quick turnaround with my evaluations within a week after the testing session. So
that is really incredibly quick and helpful for people, because when you know you need help, it's you're often at the end of your rope, and it can, I just don't understand why it's so difficult to navigate, but it truly is. You don't even sometimes know where to start. And I find that some of the internet searches, you know, they're sponsored by ads. Right. So you're not necessarily getting the best information first. You're getting whoever paid the most.
Right.
So it's terribly confusing for people.
Yes. And I would be happy to chat with anybody that, you know, gave me a call. You know, I specialize in working with children with the speech sound disorders and the language based disorders, as well as adults with aphasia, dysarthria, brain injury, and some cognitive disorders. If that doesn't sound like what you think you need for your family member, for yourself, for a friend, you can always give me a call and I can point you, make a referral in the right direction.
You know, what's also helpful, and I don't know if you have any that you can point us to and we could post some things, but sometimes you're not sure what your child needs. I don't know if you've written any papers or there's any, you know, information that might be based on research but isn't written necessarily to a researcher, but mm-hmm. more to a parent or someone who's, you know, just dealing with an illness and, sure. you know, maybe they feel their speech is a little bit different. Is there mm-hmm. any publications or anything on your website maybe you blog about or?
Sure. I can send something to you about the speech norms that we look for in children.
That'd be great.
There is research that is done about what age children should be saying certain sounds. And so maybe they are saying the sound, but it doesn't sound quite right. Maybe they're not saying the sound. Maybe they're saying a completely different sound. But those are the general guidelines that we follow as speech therapists to know what is normal development versus disordered development. And that's just one example of something that I can certainly
share. That's a great example, because that would be a resource that you may not know where to look for. And unfortunately, you know, again, you do these searches and there's information, but it's paid for. Mm-hmm. It's written as if it is a research piece, but it's really just paid for by a sponsoring company and gets really complicated.
Yes, sure. I certainly understand that. So I'm here to help people in any way that I can.
Great. And we were talking also about the ability to manage your services in different medias. So we have the telehealth we talked about earlier, and you also have a brick and mortar thing where people feel comfortable going to an office
right.
or a building. You do that as well as in their home.
Right. So people can contact me and we can discuss the best method of delivery for therapy services. And in my experience, teletherapy is good for 95% of the population, but it's not right for everybody. And that would be something that we would determine, myself and the patient or the family, and we can make a determination on that. Or we can meet in a location for delivering therapy. But that's a discussion that we can have.
And you mentioned that, you know, you're based out of Hunterdon, but you don't only work in Hunterdon. So and certainly our broadcast hits people from all over.
Sure.
So, you know, do you cover all of New Jersey for your license, but then your telehealth allows you also to connect with audiences in different areas, like the example you gave earlier?
So I am licensed in New Jersey, and I'm also licensed in Minnesota. And I have my license in progress in Pennsylvania and Florida. So right now I can see people in the entire state of New Jersey, any county, any location, and also in Minnesota. I don't know how many listeners we have from Minnesota, but if you're
you
located in Minnesota, I'm the one for you. But yes, my license as a speech therapist means that I can work anywhere in New Jersey. I can see anybody in any county. And that's the benefit of teletherapy. If you are in Cape May County, if you are up in North Jersey, it doesn't matter where you are. We can access each other. And I know that teletherapy may seem overwhelming to people. How does it work? How is it going to work for me? I don't have that technology. People think those things. But it is really very simple. Most computers nowadays have webcams. They have sound connected to them. As long as you have a high-speed internet connection, I take care of the rest. And I think that people would find it very engaging and different than in-person, but also the same. It's the same high-quality therapy services, but it's just an easier way to access those services.
And I think we'll see more about that coming up in the field. Definitely. As telehealth expands and
yes.
patients, you know, feel more comfortable in their home mm-hmm. and we can eliminate the barriers of transportation that yes. happen on a daily basis here if you're traveling anywhere in New Jersey.
Right. And, you know, one thing that I like to add is that I have seen people that have not accessed services because of transportation or because they rely on somebody else to get them to that appointment. Or the therapist, you know, has too many people coming into the clinic. And what's really important is that you access services as soon as possible and for a appropriate frequency. So, you know, one time a week may not be the best for you. You may need 3-4 times a week, 5 times a week, depending on your needs. And so being able to access those services is what teletherapy is all about.
It's excellent. And it also helps to keep the overhead costs down. And so the unit cost ends up being more affordable as well.
Right.
So that's always helpful, especially with the rents in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Retail is sometimes can be very expensive.
Exactly.
So that's a great way to move into our last minute or so. If you want to just give out your information one more time for people, and then we'll be wrapping up our hour here at Hot 100.
Great. So once again, my name is Casey Gabriel. I'm a speech-language pathologist, and my business is Speech-Language Evaluations and Teletherapy. I have a Facebook page that you can access under that name. I also have a website, www.slevaluationsandteletherapy.com. You can email me at info@slevaluationsandteletherapy.com, or you can give me a call at 908-271-8300.
Excellent. Casey, thank you for joining us. I have to get the news on here so we can wrap up our hour. It was great having you. Thanks for being with us.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI arrested Mark Stephen Domingo, who was plotting a large-scale terror attack in Los Angeles, as revenge for the mass shootings at a mosque in New Zealand. That's according to documents released by the FBI. The FBI says Domingo fantasized about murdering Christians, Jews, white supremacists, police officers, and even his next-door neighbor, U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna.
Mr. Domingo had requested the construction of improvised explosive devices, which he planned to use in the attack. He allegedly purchased several hundred 3-inch long nails to be used in IEDs as shrapnel, specifically because the nails were long enough to penetrate the human body and puncture internal organs.
With another record on Wall Street as the S&P finished up 3 points to close at 29.43 and the Dow gained 11 points to close at 26.554. This is USA Radio News.
Lou Manfredini here, and this House Smarts Minute is brought to you by Home Advisor, helping homeowners find and hire the right pro for their projects. When vents become clogged or fans stop working, summer heat and humidity become trapped in your attic. This can cause your air conditioner to work harder, damage your roof shingles by overheating, and cause mold and mildew to form in the attic. The best way to clean them is with blasts of compressed air to blow away dust, dirt, and any loose insulation. More information at HouseSmartsTV.com. And now this.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline is now at the highest level for the year. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The high gasoline prices are being blamed on a number of refineries switching to the more expensive summer blend, and the cost of crude oil this week hit $20 a barrel. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest prices.
Average gas prices up 4.4 cents per gallon in the U.S. in the last week and currently stand at $2.89 per gallon. That's the highest tally of 2019.
While the national average is $2.89, motorists in California are paying $4.08. That's the highest for them since 2014. I'm John Clemens.
Michael Avenatti, the former attorney to porn actress Stormy Daniels, pleaded not guilty Monday to federal charges that he allegedly stole millions of dollars from his clients, failed to pay taxes, and lied in bankruptcy court. His trial is set to begin on June 25th. You can follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up.